Jake Owen on Bear Country 95.3. It's 7:53 right now, 60 here in Greenfield. We're checking in with Mick now. You know, on Tuesday mornings, just before 8 o'clock, we talked to Mick from Montague Webworks. Go online, we check out a new website, learn a little bit more about a new website other than, you know, say Facebook or Yahoo or Google, wherever you're going on a daily basis. Why not try something new, right, Mick?
That's right.
And where are we going today?
Well, today we're going to sort of do a side thing along to help out some friends of ours in the local area, Mike and Tony. They're trying to open up a new restaurant, and they're trying something out called crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding,
yeah. What is that exactly?
Crowdfunding is where you go to, like, Kickstarter.com, and that's the site we're going to talk about this week, Kickstarter.com.
Okay.
If you have a project that you want to fund and you don't have the money around on hand, you can't get a loan or whatever, you set up a Kickstarter campaign and you broadcast it on, you know, the various social networks, Facebook, Twitter, etc., and you get people to donate money because they know you or they like your project.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how much you donate, you can give sort of door prizes. You know, if you ever listen to public radio and they say, if you donate $50, we'll give
can
you...
Can I get a tote bag?
You'll get a tote bag.
Oh, yes.
So here it's like if you donate, you know, for instance, Mike and Tony... If you donate $50, you get a couple of taco meals. If you donate $150, you get that as well as a T-shirt. You know, they're never. It's never like
they're trying to get a Mexican restaurant going in Shelburne Falls, right?
Mexican restaurant. That's right. Mexican and sort of South American, and you know, was it Barbados? You know, that kind of sort of like Latino kind of food up there.
I dig.
At the Old Glass studio in Shelburne Falls.
I remember that. Yeah.
So the restaurant's going to be called Mi Vida Loca, which means My Crazy Life. And they named it after when they went in there to look at the place, someone had written graffiti on the wall, wrote out Mi Vida Loca. It's like, oh, and that's what we're going to call the restaurant.
Mm.
So it's MIVIDALOCA. Restaurant.com, MiVidaLocaRestaurant.com.
And there's so they got this Kickstarter campaign going to raise some money to get it going.
That's right.
Okay.
And there's a, you know, on the site, there's a listing of like how much they've raised, we've got to the CDC, et cetera. But yeah, so you go there, you donate money. And I know other people that have used Kickstarter campaigns as well to like create their first studio CD.
Oh, so you don't necessarily have to be starting a restaurant.
No, you can do whatever you know, like you individually. Let's say that you want to build a treehouse or something.
I do want to build a treehouse.
And you need money for the lumber.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you put it up and you post it and your friend's like, yeah, I'll kick, you know, Kevin $10, you know, and you get enough people to do it. And you raise, you know, enough money, boom, to do it. And then, you know,
and
you
then got, I have an awesome treehouse.
And then you have an awesome treehouse. And then you have a potluck and invite everybody over and say thank you for, you know, and there it is.
An open treehouse party.
An open treehouse party, and you buy the keg.
So know? This all happens with the Kickstarter.com?
Kickstarter.com, yeah. And there are others as well. It's called crowdfunding because you're getting funded by the crowd,
right?
You know, the social crowd around you. There's also a new term called crowdsourcing where you say you're trying to build a piece of software and you put the project out there and people like write little bits of it together, and that's called crowdsourcing.
I get it.
So crowdfunding. Yeah, there's another one called GoFundMe.com. There's a bunch of them out there.
Hmm.
But Kickstarter is the most widespread known. Although I have to say the one issue that I have with Kickstarter is if you say you're going to raise $5,000 and you say that the deadline is going to be, let's say, August 1st, if you don't raise the $5,000, you don't get anything.
Oh, an important thing to note.
Yes. So GoFundMe, and there's another one, name doesn't come to mind, where if you say you're going to raise $5,000, if you only raise $3,000, you still get the $3,000.
Ah. All right.
Whereas
so
Kickstarter, you don't
do
get
a little
the whole
research
thing
out there. Make sure
that's right.
You choose the right funding website that will work for you.
Right. And make sure they have the right tools to help share your campaign on your various social networks. So
speaking of tools.
That's right.
Montague Webworks. Not today, but you be careful, Mick. Montague Webworks, Mick over at Montague Webworks, you know, he creates websites for local businesses, for local restaurants, businesses, nonprofits. And if you need to get your website either redone or get it started from scratch, Mick's the guy to talk to. Montague Webworks is also a part of our 30% off store, and it means you can get that website created at a 30% discount.
That's right. You come to me, and we work out the details of what you need, and we figure out what it's going to cost, and you can buy part or the whole thing, the whole project, through the certificates.
Now, the certificates are available through the Bear Country website. You'll find the link to our 30% off store. Go to bear953.com. 758.